Alrighty, you are listening to Mass Art Radio on WBCA 102.9 FM. I'm Kin, and I'm gathered here with...
My name's Liv.
I'm Nat.
I'm Ethan, and we're going to start off by listening to Feels Good by 100 Gex from 2019.
Track.
Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, your black, white, beige, chola descent, your Lebanese, your Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast, but leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, cause baby, you were born this way.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, chola or Orient, made, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to be brave.
That was Born This Way by Lady Gaga from the album Born This Way.
Yeah, Born This Way, I think, is probably the most emblematic queer anthem of all time. Despite the fact that many in the queer community have mixed feelings about it. But sonically, it really takes me back to the EDM boom of the early 2010s. Something that I think lives on in 100 Gex music, even though that came out just in 2019. I feel like in a lot of queer music, there's this continuing theme of electronic music and electronic production that continually resurfaces and then goes back underground. We see it in the birth of house coming out of disco in the 1970s, which we're going to hear some of later. And then it kind of goes underground before resurfacing, like I said, in the EDM wave of the early 2010s and Europop coming to America. And then in our current age, it's kind of gone back underground again.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree.
Our next track is Vogue by Madonna from 2009.
What are you looking at?
Thank you.
Alrighty. That was I Feel Love by Donna Summer off the Summer Original Hits album from 2018. We are Mass Art Radio on WBCA 102.9 FM.
No one chooses to be gay. No one chooses to be trans. No one chooses to be queer. LGBTQ people hear this message over and over again in our fight for equal rights. But what if it was a choice? Why would that be so bad? The Born This Way argument has won us many victories, such as the right to marriage, but we can move beyond it. We deserve a future where our humanity isn't dependent on helplessness, but on the fact that we're human. Where being queer isn't seen as an unfortunate quirk that can be tolerated, but as something beautiful. Whether we are born this way or not shouldn't matter, because queer people don't merely want to be accepted. We deserve to be loved. This is a public service announcement.
Does your cat make too much noise?
Hang out on Mass Art Radio.
Okay, I think let's slow it down a little with some conversation about all the music we've been playing here. So, anybody want to kick us off?
Yeah, I think the song Vogue by Madonna is or has been like a point of conversation in queer music in conversations I've had because it is slightly controversial. It's like a song by a straight cis woman about a queer culture or like inspired by a queer culture. And it's just... like a complicated relationship in a song that is also really good.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And I think also another layer of that is too, Madonna is a very, very white artist. And the ballroom subculture that Vogue was inspired by features primarily queer people of color.
Yeah.
And so I believe even at the time there was some controversy over whether or not Madonna was giving respect to these people or she was sort of stealing their culture and identity in a way to quote-unquote elevate it. And I think that's something that, again, you said it's a good song, so unfortunately or unfortunately, that still continues today.
Yeah. It's weird because it's kind of like a way to, like, an in into, like, what the main media like thought of this subculture and like it if it represents it well or not, I'm not sure, but that is how the world found out about ballroom, and that is what like cishet people understood about ballroom, and it's not, I wouldn't know if that's like a good interpretation of that culture, and I don't think Madonna would either.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's also a conversation to be had about appropriation of Black and queer music by people who aren't necessarily those things. Because there are some really great songs that are also appropriated. And it's good to think about that and to acknowledge that and to maybe dig a little bit deeper when you're listening to music.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, even on a more positive note, I think it's important to acknowledge the contribution of Black artists and artists of color in general. For example, I don't know if there would be a Vogue without an I Feel Love by Donna Summer or something, a song that comes straight out of the roots of disco. And Donna Summer was really, I think, pioneering and bringing the sound of disco into the electronic era in the 1980s, which then, of course, morphed into Vogue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the evolution is really interesting to see from Vogue until where we're at now. So, and I think it's definitely changed for the better, the queer music scene.
I definitely think so, yeah.
I think that even if Vogue is like a controversial or like kind of icky like song to like see as queer music without it, cishet society wouldn't really know about ballroom and the like big emphasis on dance cultures and how that helped form the LGBT community and what it is today.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. All right. Why don't we take it into our next section? Speaking of highlighting some queer artists, our next song is Noid by Yves Tumor from the album Safe in the Hands of Love from 2018.
Surface. live, let them figure it out. We can do whatever, I just want you around. Tell it to the world when I don't pick up your calls. And if you're thinking something stupid, don't say nothing at all.
Don't talk if you're not gonna say much. You could have something you don't like the taste of. Don't talk if you won't make it worth it. Did you get far before you hit the surface? Don't talk. I'm just gonna dig myself deeper. Wish I could have gone a little cleaner. And if you don't say something, I'm just gonna dig myself deeper. But most of us aren't good with that either. Don't talk if you're not gonna say much. You could have some. The taste of.
That was Immaterial by Sophie off of The Oil of Every Pearl's Uninsides. And before that was...
Secondhand Embarrassment by Underscores from 2021. and you're listening to Marsart Radio on WBCA 102.9 FM.
Man, I love underscores. I love that song so much.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, I think that these three tracks were very good representations of what the queer music scene looks like today, or sounds like. Just overall, like, very EDM-y, very greatly produced.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, I just said to Liv, like, I feel like that song specifically is a really good, like, it's a queer music, like, staple for sure, but I feel like it's a really good one that, like, I feel like I can show a lot of people that song and they're into it, whether or not they're queer. Like, not that you have to, like, if you're queer, but I think it's, like, a hitter for most people.
So. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, there's so many crazy producers in the, like, queer community.
Yeah, and their influences, I think, felt so far outside of it, too. Like, I'm not even going to say Sophie is your favorite producer's favorite producer. Sophie's your favorite producer's favorite producer's favorite producer.
Yeah.
Like, even though that song, I think, only came out in 2018, it's still ahead of its time. Its effects, I think, are still being felt. And Sophie's effects in general, I think, have really had a seismic effect on pop music and on dance music that a lot of people might not even be aware of.
Oh, yeah. For sure sent a wave that, like, is continuing, which is great.
Yeah.
And none of it would be here without people like Donna Summer tracing that line of dance music and electronic music all the way back through people like Lady Gaga and the EDM boom, 100 Gex, who are making music today. Vogue, for all its trials and tribulations. And I Feel Love, which is, I think, another song that still lives on. I believe it was interpolated on Beyoncé's Renaissance album.
Yeah, it's crazy how far back the history goes and how it's, you can still see it today, and how it's the same thing's going to happen with these songs, which are now part of queer music history.
Yeah, I see, like, the butterfly effect for, like, all of these, just tracing these all together.
Absolutely. Yeah, I guess you could call it part of the queer canon, maybe, if we want to get academic.
I kind of feel the same about Noid by Yves Tumor as well. Like, I feel like that's a pretty open song. I don't know. I like all these songs, so I guess I'm kind of biased, but
yeah.
I think, like, Noid and Secondhand Embarrassment are really wide ranges to people who, like, might not necessarily be into their other stuff.
For sure. I think that first song is a very easy listen, but it's
very
still
accessible.
It's still very unique and definitely very queer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of these songs and have this sense of queerness often comes from their challenge. A lot of Sophie's production and a lot of 100 Gex production and a lot of other current queer artists' production is their songs sound very different from the way most modern music sounds. They're almost confrontational sometimes.
In a way, it's they are queering music.
Yeah. No, they 100% are.
Yeah. 100 Gex especially is huge. I mean, their last album, what was it?
10,000
Gex. That one reached huge, like, audiences and, like, it was crazy. I mean, I wasn't even a huge 100 Gex fan before that album, and that album, like, put me full sped, ready to root for them at any cost.
For context, Ken is wearing a Slipknot sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's really wonderful seeing so many queer artists get platformed, because it's really interesting that so many of the songs that we consider in the queer canon, such as Vogue or I Feel Love or Born This Way, are made by straight cis women.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it shows how hard it is to be a queer music artist or a queer artist overall. Because I was looking up, like, statistics about it, and out of the, like, top 1,000 most listened to artists, only 2% of them are queer. Which is really surprising
because, yeah, like, crazy.
As a queer person, I mostly listen to queer music.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I forget this isn't like every, this isn't music. This is just queer music.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely like, it opens up a new world, I feel like.
Yeah.
In a music sense of like, I don't know. There's so many good queer artists that don't get recognition they deserve. And I don't know. All we can do as individuals is listen to it and give it a platform from us. I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As someone who's like followed Underscores for a while, like seeing her come up from like being, you know, like doing like Skrillex dubstep tutorials like on YouTube, like back in like 2015 to like today where she gets like, you know, 2 million streams or whatever. It's crazy. And I wish more artists would get like the sort of recognition.
Yeah, I feel like I also had a similar, I mean, opposite experience of Underscores. We've talked about this also, that I kind of came into Underscores and cured my, quote, album phobia. Because that album in specific, or Wall Socket, not Fishmonger, really put me like, I wanted to listen to everything. Which, as before, I had a really hard time listening to full albums. Mm. But Underscores, I don't know, changed that in my brain.
No, they're like cohesive albums that take you into like a whole world, and it's really cool.
Yeah, it's like digital EDM, like brain scratchy. Yeah.
They like attract you. They're like, I don't know, so good.
Yeah, I think if we're talking about album phobia, the album that cured me of this, I think, is something very relevant. I mentioned it earlier, but the album Renaissance by Beyoncé, which is, I think, a really beautiful homage to the history of this kind of music.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Just got a question from our radio teacher, Eric. What is queer sound? Like, what is the specific sound? What are the sounds?
Well, I mean, we kind of just said, like, electronic sound, but there's definitely way more than that.
Yeah. Oh, no, 100%. There are people in every genre.
With, like, the Sophies, Underscores, Festumer sort of stuff, it's very much about, like, DIY production and learning how to do everything in your bedroom. Because, like, as a queer person, that's one of your options, right? As you write music about how you feel and you're in your bedroom because you don't really have access to a ton of stuff.
And Sophie, vocal processing too.
Yeah, yeah, we can talk about trans artists and using vocal processing and the whole hyperpop scene that came out of, you know, a need for a certain sound.
Yeah, and I think, again, that might be able to trace that back to the huge EDM dance music, four on the floor, vocoded mainstream pop of the early 2010s, the Lady Gaga Born This Way, the David Guetta songs, and the way that influence has kind of, like I said, lived on underground.
Yeah. You said, DIY and in your bedroom, and that made me think of Glass Beach, which, yeah, like, there's an exact song about it, and they're also a great queer artist, which we didn't play, but I don't know. I think that's one that's really good, too.
Yeah, well, also talking about all this makes me think of Jane Remover, who has, you know, a whole, like, sort of emo, pop, rock thing going on, but also on completely the other hand, like, this crazy, like, super hyper-poppy, like, EDM genre Dariacore that she pioneered.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that the queer sound is, like, heard of in many genres. Not only, like, the genres that queer people, like, pioneered, like Dariacore and hyperpop, but also, like, I think about Arca, who's one of my favorite artists, and what she does with reggaeton, and how she kind of queers that genre, and it's it still sounds very gay and trans, but it's still very, like, its thing. Like, you can recognize it's not, like, a pop dance song, but a reggaeton song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'd also say with Arca's production, like, it's a spin on some of, like the dance music trends we see in, like, reggaeton or, like, where you take some of the, like, more electronic, like, process sounds we get from, like, Sophie and, like, queer music, and you mash that up, like, with...
Yeah, just, like, make it your own.
Yeah.
And yeah.
It's a lot of that across many genres.
Yeah, definitely.
I think maybe to answer the question we had posed to us earlier, maybe the queer sound is reclamation of taking something, whether you're told you could or not, and making it yours anyway. I think that's something that's found throughout almost all queer music. And I think maybe might offer an antidote of sorts to the more problematic aspects of some of the anthems, the diva anthems that we love, but were made by straight women, oftentimes not crediting their sources well.
Yeah. Well, off that note, I was going to say, we've talked about, like, where queer music has come from and where it's at now, but, like, the future, like, if Arca is picking up reggaeton and making it queer, like, that just questions, like, so many other genres that could be picked up and probably have been picked up by under-recognized artists. Like, where is queer music going, you know? Like, what's the future look like?
There are, like, so many possibilities of genres and reinterpretations in, like, queer lenses. And I'm just very excited to see queer people be part of the mainstream and be heard of by not only the queer community, but even more of the queer community, because it's not something that's accessible to everyone, and as much as pop music is.
Yeah.
I think I'm also very excited to see what directions it might go next, but I do have a hunch after listening to all the music we've heard today, it's still going to honor its roots. It's going to take what it's given, make something bigger and more beautiful out of it.
Definitely. Sure.
Yeah. Excited for the blossom, if you will.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. If you think about it, like, we're really at sort of the front part of, like, where this movement is going.
Yeah,
like, I think it's still got so much more, like, room left to take up and, like, expansion,
sure.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like it's already so amazing to, like, see all the queer music that exists in the world.
Yeah, I think I speak for all of us when I say, like, a big part of why we wanted to do this as our theme was that we wanted to give these artists more of a platform on the radio.
100%, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Even if these are, like, the most popular or, like, kind of already, like, there, I feel like that's just to us, and a lot of mainstream audiences don't know them, and they should.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I think we are hitting our time mark here. One last time, I am Kin.
I'm Liv.
I'm Nat.
I'm Ethan, and you are listening to Mass Art Radio on WBCA 102.9 FM.